Mr. President, colleagues, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, greetings from Kenyans. It gives me great pleasure to join you during this session of 66th World Health Assembly. I take this early opportunity to congratulate you, Mr. President, and the Director General. Mr. President, the theme for this year's Assembly, how to ensure the place of health in the next generation of global health development goals, is both timely and critical since the post-2015 development process will be central in shaping the global health agenda and approaches to governance for global health in the decades to come. The last decade has seen health take on an increasingly prominent role politically, reflected in the emergence of a number of international agreements and initiatives, including the Millennium Development Goals and international health regulations. This has led to successes such as increase in domestic and international spending in the health and development sectors. Thanks to the Millennium Development Goals, the new century has brought attention to issues such as maternal and child health and galvanized action in a range of areas that have health implications. Gains have been made in areas such as poverty reduction, access to clean water and education, and reduction of under 5 child mortality. Mr. President, these successes have not come without their challenges in the health setting, including the great inequity that exists globally. This has led to exposure of vulnerable populations to a perpetual poverty cycle and a consequent and even global picture in the gains made within the health environment. Part of the solution to this malady may be reached in addressing the more prominent role taken up in defining the health agenda by robustly funded global organizations at the expense of WHO. The multiplicity in global health actors and lack of proper coordination has led to setbacks, such as fragmentation of health systems following the uncontrolled blossoming of initiatives and agencies, lack of country ownership and duplication of activities. It is our sincere hope that the WHO reform process currently undergoing on shall firmly ensure WHO's place in the driver's seat as the world's neutral and lead health organization is captured and preserved. Mr. President, the post-2015 goals must recognize the contribution of health to broader development and well-being and must include pragmatic and measurable targets, especially in developing country contexts, so as to guarantee progress in health and address emerging and neglected health priorities, including non-communicable diseases and sexual and reproductive health. Finally, Mr. President, all of us as members of the World Health Assembly need to commit to ensuring prioritization of health in the next generation of global development goals. We need to make the health objectives achievable in developing countries by confronting inequality, focusing more on integration of health services rather than vertical programs which tend to fragment health services by using independent planning, staffing, management, and financial systems. Countries' ownership of the post-2015 goals must be emphasized and resources channeled towards locally identified needs of communities rather than adopting a top-down approach to dealing with health challenges. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for your attention.